Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farmers, receive upfront money to grow industrial hemp, as well as proven hemp seed for your soil at no cost to you. Panda Biotech is contracting with producers for its groundbreaking pay-to-grow industrial hemp program for the 2024 planting season. We're looking for long-term partners and are committed to your success by providing agronomy expertise. Acreage is being contracted quickly, so go to pandabiotech.com for more information. Don't miss this great opportunity. Again, that's pandabiotech.com.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Well, Oklahoma State University is doing a study on internal parasites. I had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Rosalind Biggs, OSU Beef Cattle Extension Specialist, who gave us an update on the study.
We were in partnership, Dr. Lawman, Dr. Beck, Dr. Gillum, and myself, on an internal parasite study that started kind of into the fall last year. And we're trying to evaluate resistance in cattle, really cattle of all ages. There was a preliminary study by Dr. Gillum and others at Veterinary Medicine that indicated certainly in our cow herd, in that particular age group, that there's some apparent resistance going on really across the state. So this study is a step beyond that. We're looking for cows, calves, sets of heifers, and encourage producers, particularly as you look to processing times as we go into, into this winter, into spring and early summer. If you're interested in that study, you can either contact us directly or contact your local extension educator in order to get more information on that. The testing is available for free. We have to come back and we take initial samples. You use your regular product that you were planning on and then come back and take an additional set of samples about approximately 2 weeks later. And then we're trying to make sure that if you're using a product that it's effective.
And they also need more participants.
Yeah, we need producers of all types from all regions of the state. If you've got a set of cows, you need to have about 20 in a group in order to qualify for the study. But if you're interested in doing 20 cows and then doing 20 calves, you can have multiple groups, depending upon the size of your operation.
And do they just reach out to you directly or do they contact the folks at OSU or what's the easiest way?
Absolutely. They're welcome to. I'm the only Biggs in the book. If you look at extension and certainly veterinary medicine, they can reach out to me directly or contact their local county educator for more information. And we'll get them linked up with the online sign up sheet and then coordinate based on timing from there, getting those samples taken.
To participate in the study or get more information and to hear my complete conversation with Dr. Rosalind Biggs at OSU, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.